It's for that reason. Because, you know, when we go to Spirit World, I mean, every time I see another message from headquarters that another older member has passed away, I just think, God, I hope they told their stories. I hope they told their stories. Because they'll have stories in Spirit World, but people need them down here. You know, while we're still here in our bodies and we can still grow, we can learn from them. Because this is as much of, in terms of somebody wanting to understand the divine principle and understand who River Moon and Mrs. Moon are, our stories are just as important as all of their teachings, because they told how you could live that way, how you could experience that, how we connected with it. You know, even if like we don't live up to all the great ideals that we've seen, all the, you know, the huge example, but we can show people how someone, you know, could connect with it. So, you know, wherever we're coming from, there's, you know, whatever situation you're in, there's thousands of people who are stuck in that situation. And if they hear your story, they'll find a way out of it. Yeah. So that's real. That's very real.
So you're recording?
Yeah. We record audio, whoever's here, and then we'll write it out as a transcript.
Sometimes. Or I can just put it directly on the website as an audio, too. I have quite a few that way.
Yeah, because not everybody writes. Yeah. Yeah, we all have different abilities. I love to write, and that's what I do. Some of us talk better, and some of us it's better just to put a camera in front of you and just start talking. And however that works, you know, whatever works for you. So.
I thought about what you just said now, and I guess over the weekend or for what it was last week, I try to do what I can to have give and take with God, and I've been reading like the prophecy and the prefixes of, I get like a PDF on my screen with the world scriptures, and so that kind of helps me get centered in any way I can. And after I read that, I was thinking, you know, if we're really that faith, that we have to, if we value what we're doing, if we contemplate long enough what we do, then we have to realize that we are creating history. But how did history start? How did the book of Matthew open up and begin? And I thought about that too, and I thought about, well, the book of Psalms, and then a poem came to me. I just wrote a poem, and I sent it to Carolyn.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, I never wrote a poem before in my life, in all honesty, and then in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I came up with something, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I sent it already, because if I could do it all over, maybe I would change some of the words or something, because I'm thinking, and I sent it to my daughter, and she says, I got your poem. She goes, I like that part about the barfing, and I can, what? Oh, you do? Because that was the part I'm embarrassed about.
Yeah, I was wondering about
that. But it's like a very cryptic type of poem, but people will, down the road, forgive me, I hope it's not arrogant to me to think this way, but I'm thinking that we all have something valuable if we really understood the time of that we live. These things may have some significance to people a century down the path of the road. And, you know, but as cryptic as it may be, I had a teacher, I was raised Catholic, and in some sense, and I was a freshman in St. Agnes High School before I transferred. He had everyone listen to a song from The Doors, and we would actually have to look, what was Jim Morrison saying in this when the music's over? And we all had some insights about it.
Matthew told me the same thing.
And so then when that poem that I wrote too, it's like, what was this guy doing, you know, stopping at nothing, you know, and because I told you, some of you had shared a story with Ramev T days, you know, and so you were pleased. So they're craving the beautiful stories, and I guess everyone, if it's an inspiration, it'll come down to you, it reveal things that's very beneficial for us and, you know, our posterity.
Mm-hmm.